So during the month of Elul, we have a custom to blow / hear the shofar. If you're the Baal Tokeya, you blow it. But most of us hear the shofar. That's the minhag, is to try to hear the shofar during the month of Elul. We have other minhagim as well. As we started saying, L'David Hashem Ori, and etc., that we go a little longer on, etc. So the minhag goes up into the month of Elul, and in Rosh Hashanah, we have a mitzvah min haTorah. We have a biblical mitzvah to hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So, in fact, that's one of the reasons for the minhag of not blowing shofar Erev Rosh Hashanah. See, this year, anyway, Erev Rosh Hashanah is on Sunday. So we'll get 2 days off because the day before is Shabbos. So, but the minhag is to not blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So one of the reasons given is to be mafsik ben tekiyas derishus and ben tekiyas de mitzvah, to make a distinction between the shofar blast that we do during the month of Elul, which is only a custom, versus the shofar blast that we do during the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is a biblical obligation. In fact, remember Rabbi Glazer, Aaron Glazer, remember him? You remember, but you're not confused now. But yeah. You know, we moved to L.A. You know, he lived across the street from the shore. You know him. It wasn't that long ago, was it?
No.
You were here when he was here or not? No? Well, he wasn't there that long ago. It's that many years already? Okay. I guess, but I figure, because you would know him, so if you don't know, you've been here like 4 years already.
3 years ago?
Oh, well, I'm
okay. You know, like a tall guy. Yeah, either way. So he got me, he put an app on my phone, maybe someone else could do it now, a shofar app. So I used to walk around during the month of Elul playing it at Shalom. So it's just a minhag, you know, obviously the minhag is to use a shofar, but it's just, it's not a mitzvah of shofar. The mitzvah is to get people ready and prepared. So to sound the shofar, I figure it's the next best thing. Of having a shofar, I haven't taught myself how to blow the shofar yet. Maybe I never will, maybe I will, who knows. But as long as I don't have to, I certainly won't. I think that's safe to say. The question would be, if I have to, what would happen? We don't want to be tested on those things. God's have a lot of rachamim on me. The chastei Hashem. So either way, so there's a minhag of blowing shofar during the month of Elul. So Erev Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow, is because to be mafsik be between the mandatory blasts and other blasts. Other give the reasons, more alpi Kabbalah, to confuse the satan. I guess he's not too bright because he falls for it every year. And there's another minhag that we're not going to do something this Shabbos. We shouldn't. We ordinarily we do it this Shabbos, but we're not doing it. What is that? What are we doing, B'shev B'yatasa? What aren't we doing? I know Zachariah knows. Let's see if anyone else knows. I'll give you a hint. Yes. Rosh Hashanah is coming Sunday night, but that don't do it for you.
Yes, yes.
Rosh Chodesh is coming Sunday night.
Oh, yes.
So what do we do the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh?
Yes.
We bench Rosh Chodesh.
Yes.
It's not a mistake by Stan. It shouldn't be in the Ezra's Torah. You got him the new Ezra's Torah, but it is still on last year's. It's not a mistake when you find no benching Rosh Chodesh this week. We don't do it. Among reasons cited is to confuse the satan. We don't want him to get ready. He's going to makatreg. Rosh Hashanah is coming, so we want to keep him. We confuse him a lot because a lot of things have to do with benching Rosh Chodesh. Stopping to bow Erev Rosh Hashanah, even the Gemara talks about as well, that the kiyas, the meyusha of the uma, we mix them up also, has to do with the confusion, to ma'arvei with the satan also. So there's a lot going on there, alpi Kabbalah, with this issue. But either way, the meaning is we blow during Elul and Erev Rosh Hashanah. So on Rosh Hashanah, we have a mitzvah min haTorah. So how many times is one required to hear shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Even though the minhag is 100, but that is, as we say, the minhag is 100. what is the requirement? So the requirement starts off as 9. It begins as 9 shofar, but how do we get 9? Does anyone just blow 9? So because it says trua 3 times, the shofar blast, and we have a tradition before and after every trua, we do a tekiah. So we tekiah, trua, tekiah. We have a mathematician here. I don't have my calculator here. What would that come out? How many sounds? So either way, I heard it was 9. I can't confirm that, but I think that comes out to 9 sounds. So we have 9. So that's the biblical obligation, is to hear 9. So, okay, so that'd be very nice. So how come we don't just blow 9 times on Rosh Hashanah? So it went from 9 to 30. How did we go from 9 to 30? Because that itself is a major machlokes rishonim between the Rambam and some others, in terms of why did we go from 9 to 30? So, based on Rav Avo in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, some rishonim achronim point out that really there are different sounds to the show. There are different sounds to crying. We don't know exactly what a cry is. A cry could be a trua, it could be a shvarim, it could be a shvarim trua. So we don't know exactly, since we're in Golis now, we're in the exile, we lost our exact tradition for what a trua is. So according to some Rishonim, based on Rav Avo, no, the whole purpose of going from 9 to 30, really, you yotzi with any 9. So really, according to this opinion, if you did 9, it's also a go. Why do we do 30? We want to keep the unity in Klai, so you go from one town to another, you want everyone, wherever you are, that everyone blows the shofar the same. Of course, there are many different minhagim, how many times priskas have theirs, etc. But al pi halacha, so they say really, any cry is good. The reason we moved it from 9 to 30 is to keep the unity among Klai, so that's the opinion of some. The Rambam, Maimonides, disagrees. He says, we don't know exactly what a trua is. It could be a trua, it could be a shvarim, it could be a shvarim trua. So we do all the possibilities. So we do trua, tekiah, trua 3 times. We do tekiah, shvarim, tekiah 3 times. And we do tekiah, shvarim, trua 3 times. To save you the math, that comes out to 30. Because you have 4 times 3 is 12. Right? Then you have 18, 9 plus 9. So you end up with 30 shofar blasts. So it comes out, if someone, let's say, just heard 9 shofar blasts, would he fulfill his mitzvah min haTorah of shofar? So according to some Rishonim, not the Rambam, he would definitely fulfill his mitzvah of shofar. Because it's any 9 is good, but just doing it to keep the uniformity, but 9 works. According to the Rambam, it's a suffik d'oraisa. It's a doubt regarding a biblical law. And what is the rule? A doubt regarding a biblical law, we are strict on. Suffik d'oraisa l'chumra, suffik d'rabbanan l'kua. So since we're dealing with a mitzvah min haTorah, according to the Rambam, one would not fulfill the mitzvah, as to explain the principle of Savek Daraisa L'chumra for a second. So I like to give the example that, let's say, you walked into, let's call it Fortino's, Sobeys, Loblaws, whatever they call it, and you go to the Food Basics. They don't really have a meat section, but okay, maybe they should. In Toronto, they do. Oh, you call it Food Basics. Some people call it Market Fresh. But either way, we'll get into that another time. So they point out that there was kosher meat's usually double. So so you walk into the kosher department, you see big sale, 50% off. Oh, wow, great, okay. Then when you get kosher, you pick up the meat and you see on it a little sticker, Suffolk d'oraisa, this meat is doubtful treif. It got mixed up with the rest of the meat in Market Fresh, or in Fortino's, or wherever. So you're not sure. It might be kosher, it might not. 50% off. So a person, you know what, he's feeling hungry, he's feeling lucky. So he goes home and he barbecues. And he barbecues the steak. You know, he's not going to waste it on a hamburger, but on steak and ribs. You know, at least it's not an aveira for dummies. Aveira for dummy means you do an aveira which has no hana. So what's the point of sinning? We're not going to benefit. If you're going to sin, you might as well benefit, because then you're mumur with te'avon. It's much better to do it. You know, you caved into a desire. You know it's wrong, but I'm doing it, as opposed to doing it lahachas, doing it as a
demonstration.
Yeah, showing to show, look, that I'm rebelling. So you go, you get the nice sauce, you put all the kosher sauces you put on, and basically you have a great barbecue. I guess it must be a Sunday, you're watching some football. It doesn't get better than that. Then, of course, you know, after you finish eating the meat, you start feeling guilty. You know what? Now that the pleasure's gone, like, maybe, what did I do? Am I crazy? Why am I eating this meat? Like, maybe it wasn't good. Maybe it's treif. And you're worrying about it for the rest of your life. Ad mea v'yesrim, for the next 120 years, or minus what you are now, you're thinking about, was it kosher, was it not? So you go up, after 120 years, you go up to the Beis Din Shalmala, you go up to the heavenly court. And of course, there's a scale. You know, we have the picture of a scale, you know, the Rambam about, do we want to know, where's that meat going to go on the mitzvah? Or is it going to go on the Avera side? So you quit, you're waiting online, you see a malach walking around or flying around, whatever they do, and the angel, and you call me, by the way, July 15th, well, it was football season, so it had to be at least, you know, in September, unless it was like preseason, August. But you say the date, it was September 15th, 1988, whatever date you make up. And I want to know that day, that meet. The Malach's, let me check, I'll get back to you. He looks it up. Your lucky day, pal, that meat was kosher. So now you're feeling great about yourself. Okay, I've been worrying all these years about it. So you walk in, your time's up, you walk into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he goes through the different days. You get to that date, and he takes the piece of meat, and he puts it on the sin side. No, God, you don't get it. I just spoke to the angel. He told me it was good. There must be some misunderstanding here. And God says, yeah, there is a misunderstanding, but it's not by me. It's by you.
Not surprising.
That you don't seem to understand the principle. When we say Safek Daraisa L'chumra, when we say a doubt on a biblical law is prohibited, it might be generated originally out of a Safek, but once you apply the principle of Safek Daraisa L'chumra, once our rabbi said it's usher, that's it. That's the halacha. It's betorah vaday. It's not a doubt. It started off as a doubt, the original suffix, but once we apply the principle, so it's vaday asur, so therefore it's a no-go.
So the mens of lablo should just label the treif, you know.
Exactly, that's what he should have done. Yes. Well, he just said suffix the rice. He didn't actually do anything wrong. He has to sell it, or else if you... you know,
we make our own chishpun.
Exactly. He let you figure out what Savak Daraisa means.
Yes.
Unless, of course, maybe that meat was only treif to Rabbanan. Let's say it was only treif to Rabbanan, that meat.
Oh.
So then we have a principle, Savak Darabbanan Lakua. So it comes out the same. Let's say in this case, the meat was kosher, but it was a Savak Daraisa. It's an Aveira. You'll have to give a din in cheshbon. But conversely, if the halacha is Safek Darabbanan Lakula and the meat ends up being treif Darabbanan, you don't have to worry either. You're clear sailing. It might have started off as a doubt, but once the chachamim said it's mutter, there's no worry. So it works in both directions. So they have
save money and
exactly. So therefore, they point out, we'll have to get into the differences, Meshe Chachma, Rambam, and Tzivas, but that's another time. Another time, another day. But so they point out, so the Rambam, so according to the Rambam, if you only heard 9 shofar blasts, you'd only fulfill your mitzvah b'safek, which would mean you did not fulfill your mitzvah. And therefore, you'd have to hear at least 30 shofar blasts to fulfill your mitzvah according to the Rambam. So therefore, I always, we have, of course, as you all know, we have an Oev Tzedek minyan on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, in Sholem Village. And so I have my, so I have Bruce Greenberg, who's the Baal Tekiya. It used to be Rav Zalman Itkin, for those who remember, he was before your time also. His wife was in town this Shabbos. I didn't even know.
Yes, I only saw her at the,
I didn't realize, because what happened was I was walking by, someone was talking to her, and this mentioned, I always remember, and this was walking by, and I stopped for a second, and I happened to see Fagi right there, else I wouldn't even know she was here. And I said, yeah, well, speaking, I said, yeah, Rabbi Itkin used to be the rabbi as well as the shofar blower. And in fact, he was the chassan also, if I remember. He did it all when he was running the show. I'm good at, you know, delegating responsibilities. So I have my cantor, Dr. Michael Schweitzer, maybe also Dr. Rabbi Michael Schweitzer, and as my Baal Tekiya, Dr. Bruce Greenberg. I know there seemed to be a similarity, because doctors, it makes sense. I'm in Sholem Village, and it's important to have doctors around, and, you know, in case something comes up. So I'm a doctor of divinity, I guess. But either way, so when I go around with Bruce, so number one, he just did 100 shofar blasts. So then we go around to different residents who might not have made it. So, you know, I'm not going to go, I try to keep it down. So we got it. So people actually have to hear the shofar. I'm not going to get into who has to, who doesn't. But let's say someone who I think has to hear the shofar blast, then... And I think, meaning I think he's chayev in a state where he's obligated in shofar, and if he heard the shofar, he'd get the mitzvah of shofar. So then I, you know, makbid to make sure he does his sturdy shofar blast, get the guy to make a bracha. But if it's people who aren't obligated, so I have rachmanas on Bruce, so the FI, you know, keep, you know, we keep the shofar blast down. Anyway, usually we try to get the people all together, because we have many different lounges, so I try to get them all together, so at least only blow it once on each floor. Because even though I haven't blown shofar, but it looks like it's a pretty good workout, and it looks like it's a little tiring. So that's how you get, so that's a shiloh where the nine, according to the Rambam, it's a suffix deraisa, so it would be a no-go. According to others, it all depends on how you learn that you went from 9 to 30. Is it a real, If you assume, like the others, that let's say, min haTorah, you only have to hear 9, but the rabbi said, let's do 30, that touches on another shiloh then. Now that the rabbi said to do 30, would 9 work? That touches on a whole different shir. Assuming you even learned that's the issue. According to Rabbi Avoh, maybe the whole thing's a minig, and it's not, that's a kabbet. But lamaisa, the F4, minimally, the minig is, we try to hear. So obviously, if you can hear 9 versus nothing, I recommend 9. So at least it's a suffix deraisa. But secondly, according to those other, according to some Rishonim, 9's enough. So if the choice is hearing 9 shofar blasts versus none, I'd say go with the 9.
I think so.
What?
I think so.
Yeah. That wasn't a question. I was just saying it. Yeah. And then you have a question.
Sorry to interrupt.
No.
Is there a way to turn the
Yeah, that's his department. You've caught the guy. He's in charge of lights.
Panel switches, yeah?
Yeah, you know how to do
it. At random. Think
no problem. Enjoy.
Eventually you find out which it is.
Problem solving, we call it. So that's
I
me too. He said, I thought I don't mind, but I'm just coming in. Yeah, so that's how we get to 9 to 30. Quickly, how do we get from 30 to 100? So the Gemara, the Rishonim discussed, because... There's a whole discussion on the. And I thought you were going to go originally. I don't know why Zachariah like volunteered. But so they point out that because Cynthia is nothing new, people used to come late then also. So let's say there were sick people, let's say, came early, but they couldn't stay to the end, and there are people who had to come in late. So therefore, the minig developed that they started blowing shofar before Musaf, then they. Then again, different minhagim during the silent Shmoneh Esrei Anat, but they do another 30 here or there, and they ended up with 100. Why 100? So different reasons given. One is tiku kaf. The word, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. Tiku means to blow, and kaf is palm, but gematria kaf is chaf is 20, pay is 80. So it's an allusion to 100. Others say during the Akedas Yitzchak, which has to do with Rosh Hashanah, that Sarah cried 100 times. Others say a woman during childbirth cries 100 times, and that's what Rosh Hashanah is about, life and death. And one of the famous reasons given by Tosis, which needs more elaboration, we'll go into another time, but Aim Sisera, the mother of Sisera. Sisera was a general, not a good one. He fought against the Jewish general, and one time he used to always come back. So the mother was waiting, and it was getting, let's say he was supposed to be back at 12 o'clock, and it's already 3, 4 o'clock, and she's starting to wonder. So she started crying, thinking, like, my son's not coming back. So that's the type of feeling we have to have, that when we hear the shofar blast, it's supposed to be like we're also, that, you know, life and death is being in front of, now's the time. God's just deciding what kind of year are we going to have. The Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Mesim are open, and therefore that's what the shofar buzz is supposed to get us into. So to summarize, we had the minhag during the month of Elul, we stop Erev Rosh Hashanah, and this year as well, we never blow on Shabbos because it's only a minhag. We don't even blow Shabbos when it's not a minhag. And therefore we discuss the different reasons, either to confuse the Satan, like we're not going to be benching Rosh Chodesh this Shabbos as well, or to be mafsik ben tekiyas to rishus, separating biblical blasts from optional ones, as well as also to be excited. We want to keep the excitement going, so we want to take a break from shofar that when we hear it, we get excited about hearing it as well. And then we went into the biblical obligation, started off as 9. According to some, it remained at 9. And we only do 30 to keep the uniformity. The Rambam claims it's a suffix d'oraisa, and therefore you have to hear 30 because maybe you heard the wrong sounds. It's a no-go. And therefore, they introduce shofar throughout the day, throughout the davening, because some people come early, they have to go home, and others come late and can't be there early. Everyone should at least hear 30 shofar blasts. The minhag is to blow 100. Tiku kaf, kaf begamatria is 100 chaf and pei. The Akedas Yitzchak, they said, you know, Sarah cried 100 times, or every woman in childbirth, and as well as Aim Sisera, the mother of Sisera, cry waiting for her soldier, her son who was running the army, waiting for him to come back. So that's the minhag of hearing. So therefore, minimally you should hear 30, but obviously, all things being equal, once you try to hear shofar blast 100 times. Sorry, questions, yes. Comments, and alternative speeches.
Yes, okay, I'll start with the
question. Which one is this question? Okay.
Give an alternative speech. Look, is the mitzvah is to hear the shofar or to sound the shofar?
Excellent, Kasha. That's because, all. Yeah, go on. Because why?
The nafkamina is in the first case. No. If I'm to sound it, then the blower is my shaliach. Yes, it's got doing a shlichus. He must have me in mind, I suppose. But if it's just to hear it, I'm not sure he has to have me in mind. I just have to hear a shofar blast.
We'll see. It could be that either way, right. It could be that either way he might have to have you in mind anyway. But
for different reasons.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll have to get into it because the Rambam seems to say it does. But yeah, we'll have to get into maybe tomorrow night that what is the nature of the mitzvah?
Yes.
Is the mitzvah the tekiah? Is the mitzvah blowing the shofar? Or is the mitzvah hearing the shofar, or perhaps somewhere in between?
Thank you.
Sure. So we're all on for tomorrow. Because Wednesday, you're not sure? Cause